Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2031. Could you be sued by creditors? Know your rights. By James Labridis of DebtMD.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Let's get right to another post and continue optimizing your life. Could you be sued by creditors? Know your rights. By James Labridis of DebtMD.com. How have you been doing with your finances since the pandemic started? Your world may have been turned upside down by the events that unfolded since COVID-19 reared its ugly head. Your hours or pay may have been reduced, or worse, you may be unemployed, wondering if you're ever getting back to work. Your emergency fund is depleted, and your credit cards are tapped out. If you were already too deep with debt and surviving by paycheck to paycheck, like most before the pandemic hit, you're probably just doing what you can to get by. Soon enough, you could be late in paying your bills, if at all, and debt collectors will be contacting you if you get yourself in too deep. Just like this virus is disrupting our lives, the bill collectors exist to do the same. The good news is that local and state government officials are implementing rules to protect you. Keep apprised on their latest endeavors by visiting their official websites. Regardless of your mayor's and governor's enacted policies based on your current environment, you have the Federal Trade Commission to protect you. The FDCPA protects you from unfair debt collection. The Federal Trade Commission, or FTC, enforces the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, FDCPA. This act prohibits debt collectors from using abusive, unfair, or deceptive practices to collect money from you. The FDCPA describes a debt collector as either a person, agency, or organization that regularly collects money from those who owe debts. This collector can be a lawyer, collection agency, or a company that purchases explicitly delinquent accounts and then attempts to collect money from the debtor to pay the money owed. Your debts are covered under the FDCPA. This debt includes money you owe on a credit card, car loan, medical bill, and mortgage. The act does not cover debts you incurred to run a business. Under the FDCPA, debt collectors can't contact you at inconvenient times and places. This inconvenience includes before 8 in the morning or after 9 at night. Also, collectors may not contact you at work if they're told, orally or in writing, that you're not permitted to get calls. The problem with unsecured debt. If you fall behind on payments to a lender of unsecured credit, such as credit cards and medical bills, the lender has the legal right to sue to get their money back. Since unsecured debt is not supported with collateral, such as a house, a court judgment is required for the lender to seize your property or assets to pay the debt. You can fight the lawsuit, which in some cases is enough to get the lender to drop the case. If you don't contest the claim, then the creditor wins a default judgment against you. However, don't be alarmed, since the creditor may not follow through to seize your property or assets. Most of the time, threats to seize personal property don't happen. The resale value of your furniture or heirloom jewelry is probably negligible. Still, the threat of someone taking your personal belongings may very well convince you to pay up. So, what can happen to you? If a creditor wins a lawsuit against you, here's what can happen. 1. Judgment liens. When your property, such as your house or car, has a lien, the title on the property isn't evident. Until the debt is settled by clearing the title, the owner is prohibited from selling or refinancing the property or asset associated with the judgment. Once the lien is won, the creditor has the right to examine the property. Then the creditor must make a formal request to the court to seize or sell the property. Certain possessions are exempt, which include household items of little resaleable value. And 2, wage garnishments. Wage garnishment is when your employer withholds a portion of your salary to pay your debts. Up to 25% of your take-home pay can be garnished. More than 25% can be withheld if the debt involves unpaid child support. Keep in mind you're entitled to a hearing before wages are garnished in most cases. If a court order is won, the request for garnishment is sent directly to your employer. What benefits are exempt from garnishment? Many federal benefits are exempt from garnishment. These benefits include Social Security benefits, Supplemental Security Income or SSI benefits, Veterans benefits, Civil Service, Federal Retirement, and Disability benefits, Service Members Pay, Military Annuities and Survivor benefits, and Student Assistance. However, these benefits may be garnished under certain situations, including to pay delinquent taxes, alimony, child support, or student loans. Laws vary from state to state regarding wage garnishments. Put it in writing. When a debt collector reaches out to you regarding a debt they claim you owe, you may initially want to chat with them. It may be in your best interest to resolve it as long as the debt is valid. If you decide after talking to the collector that you don't want them to contact you again, tell the debt collector to stop contacting you. You must do this notification in writing. Here's what to do next. You want proof that you sent the collector a letter, so make a copy of your message. Then send the original letter by certified mail and pay for a return receipt. They're not authorized to contact you once your letter is received. There are 2 exceptions. Collectors can, 1, notify you there will be no further contact, and 2, let you know that the creditor intends to take action such as filing a lawsuit. Sending a letter to a debt collector you owe money will not eliminate the debt. The collector or creditor can still sue you to collect the debt you owe. Validation notice. Every debt collector must send you a written validation notice. This notice informs you how much money you owe and is sent within 5 days after they first contact you. This notice must include the creditor to whom you owe the debt and what steps to take if you don't think you owe the money. After you receive this validation notice, you have 30 days to send the letter. Nonetheless, a collector can start contacting you again if the collector sends written verification of the debt, such as a copy of a bill for the amount you owe. Retain an attorney. If you've retained an attorney to represent you, the debt collector must contact the attorney, not you. Hiring an attorney is highly recommended. Debt collectors aren't allowed to contact third parties more than once. Other than getting contact or location information about you, a collector is not permitted to discuss your debt with anyone other than you, your spouse, or your attorney. Seek assistance from a debt relief advisor. Another option is to seek assistance from a debt relief advisor. An advisor can help you understand and manage your debt and assist you with the necessary steps to get out of debt. Remember, debt is not a one-size-fits-all problem. A debt relief advisor will get you on the right plan that works for you. While dealing with debt, employment uncertainty, and a pandemic is very stressful, you will get through it. Take one step at a time, get help when you need it, and don't let anyone get in your head or take advantage of you. You just listened to the post titled, Could You Be Sued by Creditors? Know Your Rights, by James Labridis of DebtMD.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I've recently learned that if you're at the point where your debt has been sold to collectors, the main thing you need to be cautious of is getting sued by the collections agency. This is a possible outcome of avoiding all those calls, and it recently happened to a friend of mine. While it can be challenging and uncomfortable to deal with debt collectors, the most important thing you can do is respond, especially when you get a court order. If you fail to show up for your court date, the court will likely rule in favor of the debt collector. If this happens, a default judgment will be placed against you, which means you could have your wages garnished or a lien placed against your property. A default judgment typically occurs as soon as 20 days after service of a lawsuit. According to research by the Pew Charitable Trust, over the past decade, about 70% of such lawsuits end in a default judgment for creditors because borrowers fail to respond. If you find yourself in this situation, make sure you validate the original debt and amount owed and that it's within the statute of limitations, which is the amount of time that a debt collector can legally collect a debt from you. And don't allow the collector to pressure you for immediate payment. It's important that you take the time to validate that the debt is legitimate and not a scam. Ask for a debt validation letter and call back using contact information you find online to ensure you're speaking with a legitimate company. And that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Friday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.